Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Tyrant But Deadly. We are now on episode 62. 62.
You know it.
Last time, you guys had charged your way through the bottom floor of the Serenite Temple. Poor Chaser had to take down his former childhood best friend, Byron.
In a very destructive,
destructive and gruesome manner. Yeah. And then you made your way further along. One of the people accusing Chaser of being a criminal decided to become a criminal themselves again.
Whoa. I never claimed Chaser was a criminal.
Yes, you did.
I never said he was
at least
criminal.
Three times. No.
I don't think so.
Roll the tape.
I don't think I ever claimed that.
But you guys took your time getting through most of the rest of the area. Found that even through the main doors, there's the giant wall of green gas blocking the way. You traveled back through the underpath to the tomb, where you did your rest off air. During your overnight rest, Organa did some item identification. Once again, we have a four-way tie for the hero point vote, so I am going to do a roll-off again. Same numbers around the table, because that's where we sit. Number one goes to Chaser.
Is that three in a row?
No,
because
no,
he got
just
one. We all voted for each other. We're a place of love and happiness.
I hate all of you.
If it helps, I voted for you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Helps, I didn't.
I didn't vote for
That's
you.
That's how a four-way tie works, Mike. So, Organa, you've got all those nice pretty papers to hand out.
Oh, I'm not handing out all of them.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not sure exactly what we're doing.
I got one.
So
you get four more, too.
We'll start off with you guys, like, during your breakfast time, if you want to chat about what's going on here with these things, and we can move on from there.
I'm yawning this time because I just woke up, not because I'm tired.
Whoa, Organa, thanks for telling me about this bag of holding and my plus one striking hand wraps of mighty blows.
You want to try that again?
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you might have known something about that bag already.
I mean, I tried telling you guys about it.
You tried putting something in and you pulled something out.
I knew what was going on.
I put things in there that shouldn't fit, like a burning torch.
Maybe sheds light. Maybe say
went
something
in,
like that, you know?
And then it was dark.
Well, yeah, that's how cloth works like that.
No,
if
it's not.
Light in the cloth, it's not as visible.
If I take a torch and stick it in your bag, see the burning torch.
You gotta
torch.
Buy a dinner first.
Don't do that.
Stop that.
You're gonna burn all my stuff.
Yeah, and you got to buy him dinner first.
Exactly. I would burn all your stuff.
Yeah, don't
but
do that.
I stick a torch in my bag, and you don't see anything.
I didn't see you put anything else in that bag.
Did you just squeak? How the fuck did I have it?
Yes, I did. Anger squeak.
So what else did you find out?
Anyway. I don't know what he's talking about.
Are my stuffs but, magic?
I mean, that scroll, you got like a, it's for poison. So I mean, I guess it helps.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It doesn't poison people. Oh. It helps you get rid of poison.
I guess that's kind of cool,
too.
Yeah, less
kinda,
cool, but helpful.
Yeah.
I don't think I can use that, though. So I'll keep it.
This rock you have magic. It helps you. It lets you attack ghosts and incorporeal shit.
Nice.
Can't you already do that?
Yes.
Yeah, you can.
I have an antidote. That's what I have.
Is that like a funny story?
You made that joke already.
Did you?
You did, I think.
Did I? Oh, look at me go. Cool. So this, I mean, does someone else want this to put on their weapon so that they can
What are you asking me for?
Oh, yeah, it's fair. Does anyone else besides Organa want this for them so that they can put that on theirs so they can hit ghosts like I can?
What is it? It's a rune?
It's a rune that when you put it on a weapon, it helps you hit ghosts like I can. Hence why I asked, does anyone want this rune so they can put it on their weapon so they can hit ghosts like I can?
Is that another downtime activity?
Can't we already hit ghosts?
I mean, I can. Take it, but it's going to take... Who knows when we'll have time to put it on there.
Can.
What else?
Those volcanic little arrows or whatever you found.
Sooty boys.
All over them. Yeah, they're explosive, so don't shoot them around me. Anybody else, I don't really care, but...
Explosive?
Yeah, they're explosive arrows, yeah. I know you have five of them, so...
Just
keep those away from me. And then that longbow you have is... you might hit a couple more shots than you think with that.
Was it the composite? This one that I'm using?
Yeah.
I might hit a couple more shots. All right.
Yeah, it just seems like it's really tuned in. Like, it's the accuracy on it. Magical accuracy.
Organa, you were hard at work.
I mean, I had some time.
It's appreciated.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's all I'm giving him.
All right.
Chaser had a... I had a couple things for Chaser. Just actually one, actually. The potion of quickness. Just because... I'm going to tell you what it is, just because I think you're going to give it to me. And this is in character. just because I don't really think you're going to need it. It's a potion of quickness. It makes you faster.
That makes sense.
You know, I mean, you're pretty quick by yourself. So, I mean,
making sure.
It's up to you, but it's yours. I don't want to take it off you.
I would say it's kind of nice for you to give it to her just because she identified all these items for us.
What does it do, though?
It makes you quicker. So he just said that. That's why he said, it's a scroll of quickness. So, Organa, I was wondering, I know that you like only told me about these items, what they did, but were the other stuff that I had at least magical, but like you just don't know what they do?
I know what a lot of it does, yeah.
But it's magical, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, as long as that's cool, would it be useful?
I mean, not all of your stuff's magical.
Yeah, no, I know, but the stuff that I have, is there anything that would be useful for me that I can like use without you telling me what it is?
Like I said, just don't use that one arrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, other than that, I'm pretty sure you should be okay to do what you want.
The lab coat? Magic?
I mean, no.
Oh, does it, like, make my eyes pop or something?
I just thought it looked good on you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Hey, in light of all the things that happened with maybe, like, some rubies or something, you think maybe sometime we could sit down and discuss further rules? I know the Phrasma rules, you know, don't defile, don't grave rob, stuff like that. But, like, I think there's other rules that I should probably learn so that Cosima doesn't call me stupid.
I have a boyfriend.
What? You do. I think everyone died, so you had a boyfriend.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah.
They could have been out of town.
I just wanted to, like, know if there's any moral rules that I should follow. Like, I know not to kill people unless, like, they're worth killing. Like...
So much you can profit off of it.
Sounds like assassination work.
You're really helping your case to
like, undead and shit. Like, if they're worth killing. Like, that's what I meant. I don't kill people.
I mean,
Organa, I appreciate you identifying the potion. I think I'm going to hold on to it.
Bitch.
Just because it could be really useful can get somewhere even quicker. If someone drops.
Aren't you already
or if I need to hit things more.
I mean, Organa does do a lot of running.
Speaking of hitting things
more.
Yeah,
but Organa's usually not in the fight.
Probably pulled it from a grave anyway.
I'll trade you this
rune. Probably pulled it from a grave anyway, so I don't want it.
That's a nice coat that you're wearing, too. Cloak.
I'm wearing a coat. It's a lap coat. Do you like it?
You look great, bud.
Thanks, pal. Now, Cosmo, now really it's your turn. It now you say something nice about me. She did, and then he did, and now it's your turn.
I really don't want to.
You have to. But you have to. That's the rules. Cause like,
I don't have to do anything.
I mean, you do. You have to
follow
rules. All
I gotta do is pray to Almaday and die.
There's probably a deity of like beauty or like vanity or something.
Yeah, yeah.
She would want you to compliment me on my beauty, so I think you should do it. Because we follow all the deity's rules at all times, right?
You are fully aware that there is a goddess for beautiful things and all that.
Shellen. Yeah, Shellen.
Yeah, shame
beauty.
I don't follow that person.
Goddess of beauty. Didi, like, she does, like, art and stuff like that.
That's nice for her followers.
So you should probably compliment me in honor of her, because since we follow every single Deity's rules at all given times...
Is that what you guys do?
Probably...
It sounds complicated.
You should probably...
sounds
you know,
actually convoluted.
Sometimes
stained glass windows, right, is that something with her?
What?
Stained glass windows?
Something
I don't know. I thought I read something about that.
Sometimes you do things that are less dumb than other things you have previously done. There's your compliment.
Huh?
There's your compliment.
Oh, what was it?
Sometimes you do things that are less dumb than things you've previously done.
That's not a compliment.
Like setting off ruby traps?
Anything is a compliment.
Almost getting yourself killed?
Okay, let me... So I think I know how compliments work. You only killed your wife once. So, like, you didn't do it a lot of times. Or you let her die only once.
I didn't let her die either.
It was a beautiful picnic, at least. Oh, that's it. There's the compliment. You set up a beautiful picnic for your wife before she died.
You set up some beautiful grave heists, too, but...
I didn't set up any grave heists. What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. Crazy.
So I know I said this is during breakfast, but seeing as how long it's going on, we're going to say this continued while you walked back here also.
We do the ritual also.
Yes, we do the ritual.
That's what I just said.
Good morning.
Why is everyone like my echo today? Jesus fucking
I didn't
Christ.
Say,
how'd it feel?
I said yes.
What are you talking
agreeing
about?
With you.
They didn't change words 500 times. So it's different. Thanks.
Good morning, Rosler's Redemption.
Hi.
pillow chaser.
I'm going to start naming people from the town. So that's what you do.
That is what you do.
And then someone has to say like a prayer or something, right? Yeah, I'm going to start with that
name
one.
Byron.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to start with that one for Chaser. And then Kipler.
Chaser can start with that one for Chaser. Just saying.
But you're not doing that. One person does it. It's me. Because I said it.
Yeah, I was looking up because it's a role you have to make, remember?
Ooh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Religion.
Mine's only plus 10.
Only.
What's yours?
Religion's my I have terrible religion. That's my lowest plus.
Higher than 10 here, bitch.
So who's making the actual check then?
Oh, I'm saying names, so do I not get to do the check, or...
It's supposed to be like one person who does the list of names, the other person who completes the ritual part of it.
Yeah. So I'm going to not do the completing part, because I'm listing names.
I mean, I can do it.
What's your religion?
10.
Okay.
Yours is also just 10?
Paper.
Really not stepping up there, huh? Wow.
Are you trained?
I'm technically an 11 because... Oh, no, we don't get the point for the ritual, do we?
I mean...
It's probably still a...
For your religion. You only have 10?
I'm only 10.
I'm on trained. 11. I don't know if it overlaps.
You wrote 11.
What?
You wrote 11 on the sheet I have with all the stuff over here.
Oh, no. You're right. It is 11.
Okay, good, because mine's 11 too, and I felt bad.
Yours is 11 too?
Yeah, because I didn't do the roll, so I'm like, oh, I hope someone else has
it. If it's 11, I can try to do it.
Yeah. Roll that shit. What'd you roll?
I didn't roll a high number.
You rolled point.
I rolled a 3, so that's only a 14.
That is math, yes.
15, because the ritual carried over?
That's not how that works.
Am I allowed to use a hero point on this?
Yeah, I want to.
I would roll.
Did I fail?
With a 3? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's not a 3, it's actually
like,
14.
Use my hero point, please.
Bitch is going to roll a 2.
20?
I mean, that's going to probably succeed, man.
20's good.
Great.
Nice.
I rolled a 9. I thought I rolled a 6 at first.
All right, so we're heading back?
There are technically 2 checks you have to pass to get it, but yeah.
Do we need another check, then?
Technically, yes.
Okay. We're going to want to do the other check.
I guess I could give it a shot.
Well, I guess it would be Clay, because the check is out of character, so.
28.
Yeah, that'll do it.
All right.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
Cosmo, you're useless.
What's your performance? What do you do? Oh, do you recite the...
I'm sorry, 29.
Do you recite the psalm thing that you found?
It wasn't a psalm. It was a poem.
Do you recite the poem that you turned into a psalm?
I didn't turn into a psalm.
I thought
it
you
wasn't
turning...
a religious text.
He was also working on identifying stuff. Last
yeah,
night.
You can do 2 things at once. She's creative.
All right, so you guys get that. You make your way back. Where are you going?
I think...
Beelining for the stairs.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the only place left, right?
The bear.
Well, the bear, but we're not going to the bear. Maybe we should set up a trap for the bear. I have a question. So, we went through the door at the north of the temple, and there was a green barrier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the south, and there was another green barrier.
Yeah.
But I thought the barrier was around the town, so... Why are there 2 barriers stopping us from leaving the temple? Because...
You're stopping us, right?
I'm not stopping us, but it's the green barrier.
You can certainly try.
Yeah. But I know it's the barrier stopping us. That's what the green stuff is, right? It's a barrier.
It's not stopping us.
Well, not stopping us, but it's probably...
I mean, we walked right in through it.
I thought it was stopping you.
We didn't walk through.
We had the permission to walk through it. Did we not?
This isn't that barrier,
right? The church... was acting as a barrier from preventing the smoke from getting in the back door. But no one has actually interacted with the fog.
Yeah.
Oh.
I could have sworn Organa, like, touched it and it was solid. But I'm...
There's a barrier around the church.
Yeah.
That she was able to see. Because she was able to see, like, the smoke roiling against it and, like as it were hitting something.
The barrier.
The church has the barrier.
Is this the same barrier that's around the graveyard?
I believe you said it looked the same. I believe I asked that question as well.
Yeah, because in my vision, this was the smoke, not like the smoke stopped here. I didn't know that it was. I thought it was like a barrier of smoke. That's why I asked that, because I was like, wouldn't one of the barriers be an out?
There's a dome of smoke over the whole city.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The barrier in the graveyard was caused by the spirit there.
Yeah.
That is not the same thing.
That's not the same as this barrier. Okay, that was my question. Yeah. So essentially, we have a barrier on both sides of this church, this temple or whatever. We have to find a way out. It's in character, by the way. I'm like, that's where this thought was going. So how is that going to happen? Because going up isn't going to get us out.
What if the barrier only goes so high?
But then the smoke's there. Because the barrier is protecting the church from the smoke. Or the fog, whatever. So like, what's us going? I'm fine going up. I want to, you know, I want to make sure we're thorough. But like, I'm just trying to figure out what the end game is here. We're gonna go upstairs.
Beat all the undead that are up there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's do that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, this place has been crawling with undead.
That's... Yeah. No. Let's do. Never mind. I don't care about the after part. I want to do that. Let's do that.
Okay.
Everyone roll your perception checks. Or technically roll two. Keep the numbers separate. All right. First one, David. Chaser.
This is the first number that we rolled.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Not both at the same time.
Correct. They're two separate checks.
Yeah.
But I just figured it'd be easier to just have you roll them both and just keep the numbers.
I am excited to tell you my numbers.
So what is your first number?
30.
24.
19.
I have goggles somewhere.
You don't have them on something. Right
they
now,
should
do
be.
You?
Are you not wearing them?
Goggles?
It should be under your perception thing. It should say, there should be like status things on your character sheet that says...
Ah, skill modifiers. Tracker's goggles, plus one status to sense direction and track.
Nope. So what's your first perception?
32.
Like, what was yours?
19.
19. All right, so actually, all of you do notice as you're traveling, making your way through the areas, that someone seems to have cleaned up after you.
What do you mean, clean up after us?
The bodies and stuff that were left around.
Piss.
The piss.
Is Byron still there?
We didn't go that way.
Well, we didn't go that way.
Actually,
yeah.
Yeah, you didn't go that way. You went straight to the back there. Yeah.
Never mind that.
Items,
disregard.
Or weapons, or anything that were left in here.
Gone.
Gone.
I will say
there were weapons left.
If given the option, Chaser probably would have seen if the body was still there. If he thought about it, David didn't, but
well,
Chaser
I said
would
I was
have.
Making a beeline for it.
You would have noticed this probably, well, you two had like 30-somethings, right?
He had a 30.
I had
a 30, he had a 32, so we both would have noticed
it. So you guys
it.
Would have noticed it almost right away. You would have picked up on it like right after that, then like when he basically got to the last room, it's like, hey, wait a second.
Wait, where's all these
it
bodies?
Smell like
it
piss
smell
back
like
here.
Piss.
Chaser.
Chaser,
did you notice that there's nothing here?
Yeah, we made a mess of this place, and it's...
Yeah, I pissed somewhere.
It's
in a room.
Not
I,
spotless,
and then I also
it's still dirty,
dumped,
right? But it's like it's back the way it was before we got here. Yeah.
I also dumped a boot full, like two boots full of piss in another room, and that's... It doesn't smell like piss in here. Are you thinking
did
what
you,
I'm thinking?
Did you leave your piss clothes around?
Oh, yeah. Was I going to carry them around with me? What kind of fucking animal
do you
think I am?
Do you think that those got clean?
You don't want to answer that question?
No.
You think they got a dryer, laundromat somewhere?
Yeah.
Or something?
Actually,
what do you mean?
Actually, yeah, I think they're gone because I don't smell piss, so they're probably gone too. Maybe it's like a reset and everything is just back to normal because
that we got
to
kill all these undead again.
No. I think because we killed all the undead, everything's back to normal and everything just magically went back to normal.
Where's places that we got good stuff from? Do you think that went back too?
The pews and stuff were still smashed up.
Ah, never mind.
Like from the when the like the guys like were fighting them.
Let's go upstairs. There's undead there to kill. Organa said that, by the way. I trust her.
I still got a vibration in my tummy.
I was gonna say, do you have the tangle?
Got a fire in your belly?
What?
No, she has a scythe in her rib.
Second perception checks.
28.
32.
29. Haha, 14. Dub
so not Cosma this time. He's still so excited about not smelling piss that he doesn't realize that the fountain is clean.
Completely clean? Like crystal clear water?
Yeah.
Hold on. Did you guys also notice? What the fuck?
The piss monster's not in it.
Okay, but why would this be clean?
Can I'm going to walk over and take a sip from the fountain.
I pissed in that. No, the piss monster pissed in that. There was a piss monster at that.
It looks clean now.
As you get over to it, you see somehow there is a bottle that is like floating on top of the water and it's just like spinning there.
Oh, that's
with the flow of the water coming through. But it looks like the bottle is being prevented from submerging again.
Is anything in the bottle?
Doesn't appear to be.
I remove the bottle from the fountain.
A
chaser.
Small light seems to come from who knows where because... There's a giant fucking dome barrier around, yet suddenly the area above and around this fountain just starts like glowing as though sunlight were shining right down on it, and there is a bit of warmth in the area as well. And the water looks fucking fantastic. Yes.
I was going to do a recall knowledge on Saren Ray to see if I knew anything about Saren Ray and like being clean or cleanliness or something that maybe the power of the deity caused.
Yep.
Yeah?
Saren Rae is very much about cleanliness and the sun.
Yeah, well, I kind of knew that part. Like, out of character, I assumed Rosvin would know that.
Cleanliness is a thing, yeah.
Huh.
Do you think it's safe?
Yeah, so, like, the water in there? Yeah, probably. But, like, let me tell you, this is kind of funny because I'm eating some crow right now because I was like, oh, Saren Rae's not going to come down here and take these fucking rubies. Can I go check the rubies? I just want to see if they're still there.
Can I fill, like, my canteen that I totally definitely have because every adventurer has one?
Water skin. Water.
Do you have a water skin?
Probably.
What do you mean probably?
Probably.
Now, are you still tasting the water?
Yeah.
Because there's something floating in it.
I do have a water skin. Well, I took the bottle out.
Yeah, but you went up to drink and there's something floating.
There's a turd
okay,
also.
And then, yes, I still drink from the fountain. I scoop it into my hands and go...
Are you actually running to see about
the
rubies?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because I made a very, very blasphemous comment about how she's not coming down here to collect the rubies. Rubies, not rupees, but yeah.
The rubies are still there.
Okay, cool. So I run back. Guys, so, you know, I know about Saren Rae and she's about cleanliness. So, I mean, it's possible that she did this, but the rubies are still there. So my previous comment about how she's not going to come down here and physically take those rubies at the shrine still stands. But I do think that maybe she had something to do with this. So maybe we're doing the right thing. Let's go kill more undead.
You come back and say all that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did it there when you weren't there.
I could see Rosvin doing that.
Just in the room with the rubies. Yeah. And I'm just like, guys, guess what? Nobody's there with me.
Yeah, like, assuming we followed you.
So upstairs?
Chaser's not a holy man, but Chaser feels some divine comfort upon tasting the waters from this. No mechanical effects. But
just a nice little... Nice.
There's something holy about the water. One
Chaser is aware that the gods exist to some degree and have power. He is not beholden to them. He'll be respectful to a point, but like it is not
will
like he isn't governed by them. Yeah.
So we heading
respectful
upstairs.
Respectful to a point, huh?
Yeah.
Is that just certain gods or?
Well, according to Cosmo, you have to follow all the rules of every single god that exists.
And I never once had that.
The gods don't control me.
Did.
When did I say that?
Before.
Nope.
Okay. Good talk, bro.
I never said that.
I will say thank you, though. Like thank you, Saren Rae.
Who I don't believe in.
Byron believed in you, so I guess there's something to it.
Why'd you just thank her?
For the clean water.
Oh, cool. You want to go upstairs, kill undead with me?
Yeah, all right.
Cool.
East or west?
Easter.
I mean, we're close to the west right now anyway.
Yeah, it's fair. I like that. That's the closer, like, it's the quicker for us to get to undead to kill.
Yeah. That bottle, is there anything in it?
A residue.
A residue?
All right, guys. Oh, Chaser, you mind if I go first since, you know?
Be my guest.
Cool. I walk up the stairs. How'd you guys sleep?
I've slept pretty well. I felt like I got a lot done last night.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
accomplished,
you really
and I got
did.
A good night's sleep.
I slept like crap, to be honest. Yeah. I had
some slept
nightmares.
Pretty well. Almost died twice, so, you know.
I had some nightmares. They were really weird. You know, obviously we're seeing some weird shit in here, but these were fucking crazy. Cosmo and I were friends. Whoa. Talk about some scary shit. He was nice to me. Complimented me. He was weird. He bought me a sandwich.
He complimented you when you woke up, too.
That was not really a compliment.
He said it was.
Yeah, but that's not a compliment.
It sure was.
You know. But
I can't a compliment, I guess.
Yeah, he said it was. I don't know.
Organa, where do you want to be in, like, the marching order? Middle, back?
As I said, I was in front, and I said I was going to beeline it for the stairs, so I think I'd still be in front.
That's fair.
I think I'd be a lot in front since you ran for the rubies and everything.
Yeah?
Oh, we got there and you just kept going?
I literally, as soon as we walked in, I said, I'm going to beeline for the stairs.
Cosmo, where are you? Did you follow Organa?
Yeah. Because bees fly.
Yeah, do you know why it's called a beeline?
Because bees fly. I just told you that.
A bunch of things fly. It's not called
that.
A bird
no,
line.
I looked it up once because I was like, why
as
is it called a beeline?
As the bird flies, it is called that.
Bird's eye view. And as the bird, yeah. I think I remember reading that, like, once they collect all their, like, pollen and shit, they don't waste any time. They make
straight line
shot
back to the fucking hive.
And that's why it's a beeline, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's not the letter B. It's B-E-E line.
So, Organa, you get to the top of the stairs. There's a decently long hallway and relatively close, and then all the way down the end, two other hallways that branch off to the east.
I'd like to examine the hallway, see if there's anything waiting in the ceiling or any little things that look off that maybe could be a trap or pressure plate or something.
You don't see anything in like the 10 feet right in front of you in the hallway?
And you say it's a long ass hallway though.
Yeah. 60 feet.
How far ahead of them am I?
Well, Cosma's right with you. You can hear them talking from downstairs still, but they're probably still...
I'll cautiously approach doing the same search method until they get behind me, and then I'll just walk along.
All right, so you get up to that first intersection there without finding anything.
The party
another
follows
very long hallway. And while you're not finding traps, the vibration is very strong up here.
Well, I said I was looking up the ceiling and stuff to see if there's anything.
It's just like as you got up here, the more steps you're taking, it's just a consistently increasing heaviness is almost what it feels like. Not that there's something like right above you type deal.
Can I feel if it's coming from down the hallway or down keeps out?
It is, you can't really tell where it's just so ever present in this area. I mean, the clearest feels like the wall because, you know, that's going to lead to the outside.
I would like to take the explore action of scout and watch out for danger from ahead and behind. And I'm in the back of the lineup right now.
I think that's the one we said that we can do to take our weapon out, right? Is that the one?
Scout isn't there.
There's one that we did. There's not a set one for it, but I think we said one of them it would be like...
You can defend and raise your shield.
I don't have shield. I don't think there's a specific action for it, but I think you said one of them we could. Basically just have our weapon out. So, you know, we've just been fighting after fight.
In lieu of an exploration action, I would like to take my weapon out and walk around with my weapon out.
What does a guy named Lou have to do with anything?
There's no actual action portal to take my weapon out also. And
yeah, I mean, it's because just having the weapon out doesn't necessarily require something separate to do.
Yeah.
It's just really about carrying it for that long of a time. Like, if you're exploring an area for a while and shit, it basically starts a fatigue thing by just holding on to it for the entire time. Like, if you're exploring a whole major thing for hours.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know, holding a weapon in your hand for long periods of time.
I'm going to keep going south. Like I said, continuing the...
When you get to, like, doing your careful search, you get to this, like, basically straight on the other side of that is when you'll hear them come up the stairs. I don't think those are actually in squares right there, but so far you found nothing else. Like, nothing specific.
Yeah, but keep going, then. If they're caught up, I'm not going to be nearly as cautious.
We follow.
Yes, we do.
I basically just put you in two enough rolls to get to the end of the hall. Get to the end of the hallway, and there's another super long hallway that wraps all the way to the east. And about the midpoint, you'll see the counter hallway that would lead up from the center where that post
that
is.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll see like an entrance in there, and you're able to piece together that is also a pathway.
Well, you say we start at the back of this hallway here.
Sure.
We'll work our way back out to this hall here, and we'll go back down the other hallway afterward.
Yeah, I agree. Have you ever mentioned the like, I know that you just did, but, like, was that in character? Like, would I know that that's an undead indicator?
Oh, I don't think I've ever mentioned any.
So you just know there's vibrating.
I know what it is at this point, I think. I've deduced what it is at this point.
Well, I was just going to say in character, like, can you let me know when that's vibrating so that I can get ready to, like... for undead, but I don't know that, so never.
Correct, because I don't think she shared that at all.
So I thought you said it downstairs about the vibrating at least, but not that it was...
I don't know if that was in character.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it was either, but that's why I was checking.
So what are you doing then?
We're going to start at this hallway, the end of this hallway.
Oh, you're going, okay.
And then we're going to work our way back this way.
It's like going to the end of the flea market so that you can walk towards the beginning where your car is.
Right.
Yeah.
So I kind of just kept you in the same path or order going down there. I don't know exactly how you want to play this here.
We doing this, boys?
Yeah, let's go. Leroy.
Let's go.
I'm going to grab my scythe and swing the door open.
Whoa. Oh, look at that. There's a little room.
A tattered and woven mat covers the floor here, flanked by two low wooden benches. Doors exit to the north and south. You get the feeling that this appears like it might be a sparring chamber.
It's definitely going to be. Organa's the one that kicked in that door, right?
We just swung it open, but
kicked in the door, waving the 4-4.
So are we back a bit?
Yes.
I'm going to go in. Not wasting time.
I like it.
Anywhere in particular you're going?
No, nothing really looks that interesting in here. I'm just going to walk towards the other door, see if anything stops me.
What if you get on the sparring mat, and then all of a sudden, like, a ghost appears and tries to fight you? Like fisticuffs.
I got a fucking scythe out, bro.
Fisticuffs.
A scythe out. Ghost touch.
Scythe cuffs. It's really weird. Like you
down to fight that shit.
You can't like put runes on that, right? Because like maybe you could and then stick it in your rib and stuff.
You think it's a real weapon.
That's fair.
So you couldn't, yeah, you couldn't put a weapon or a rune on it if it's not a real weapon.
That's true.
As you cross over the mat in the center, the room just screams a horrifying screech, and you feel a wave of fear just washing over you. And I don't know who else was traveling in there.
I don't think anyone. I think we were just chilling.
I was hauling Organa, so she was in. I was right behind her.
Okay.
Rosvin and Cosmo. Fuck, Rosvin and Chaser would probably have just been outside.
Thinking on this order, though, we left the two most untrustworthy people in the party to guard our flanks.
I don't trust them for anything.
That's what I'm saying. We left them to guard our
flanks. We are very trustworthy for defending you people in fights.
I left you to guard my flank.
Whoa.
That's fair.
I'll defend Organa.
That's how I feel about it.
I don't give a shit about Cosma.
I'm going to need will saves. And it is extra from everyone because the stream is loud enough to affect all of you in this area. And
is this a spell or ability with a negative subtype?
No.
Piss.
And for those of you in the hallway still, too, you definitely hear it seem to reverberate around the hallways.
Fuck.
Got it.
Organa, I don't care about you, Cosmo. Organa, that went through the hallway, so I think they know we're here.
What?
Now. Oh. That's fair. Nah, you should have known. That's on me. I should have known that was going to happen. I should have known. Chaser, I should have known that happened. Cosmo, I still care. Yes.
Yeah, Chaser, we'll save.
Yes. 33.
Success, you are frightened one.
What was that?
Success, you are frightened one.
It's a critical success.
His will saves automatically go to a critical. When
Iron will.
Good for you.
Path to perfection. A success with a chosen saving throw becomes a critical success instead.
Nice. Rosvin?
27.
Unshakable.
The fact that didn't critically...
On its own?
Kind of scary.
27 is a success.
I don't have a feat, so...
Anyway, it's 31 is my final answer.
Also a success...
21.
That's a failure.
So how much worse is that? Is it hero point worthy?
Frightened 2.
So is it minus 2 to everything?
I have a genuine question. The hero point thing, you can know whether you fail.
Yeah.
But you can't know what that does, right?
Yeah,
like you have to decide before the consequence of failing is given, right? So like
he can know he fails, but he can't know what the failure consequence is. Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't matter here, but I'm just saying, like, that's how that goes, right? Like, I can't expect to know what happens and then be like, oh, that's bad enough that I want to use a hero point. Like, the failure is what you have to determine.
You know if it fails, but you don't know what happens if he's...
I think we fought this exact thing before also, though, with the scream and we got frightened.
Like, and basically, I just have to get everyone's results first and say what failed, what passed, and then go from there.
Yeah. I mean, we've also fought things that where pass was a frightened one, but failing was frightened one and dazzled for like fucking a minute and a half or some shit. Like frightened was or failing was a lot worse. So, all good. I was just wondering, you guys okay in there?
I'm scared, technically. Like, how's
you're afraid?
I mean, I'm how frightened am I?
Two.
You're not like panicked that you need to run away.
Fucking dumb bitch.
I'm asking from a game standpoint how scared I am to properly roleplay it. You know, it's a foreign concept to not metagame it and get an actual answer.
Chris playing a scary video game?
It's not gonna be good in here. Okay. Do I see anything?
So you treated Chris well with that one.
Well, I was waiting to see if like do I actually see like anything in here?
No.
There's nothing in here.
You see a door.
That's scary.
And Organa.
I don't know.
Organa's in there.
Is that a bug? Oh god. It might be a spider or something.
Spider? Why are you yelling?
I'm scared.
You scream. You get scared and then just randomly yell and
then I get so annoyed that I'm not scared anymore because of how dumb he is.
Why are you scared?
Actually what it is, you're afraid that his dumb is going to rub off on you.
You just heard the piercing scream.
Yeah. So are you okay?
I mean physically, yeah.
About this time it'd start like easing out too.
So you okay now? Did I calm you? Are you cool?
I don't know if that was I'm still going for the door.
I'm still gonna back up Organa in here, but
Cosma, it's okay.
I figure you guys might run away.
Why would I run?
I'm not afraid.
I don't know. You
sounded at least double afraid of what we were.
You probably want to go steal something while we're out here Such an idiot.
No, there's nothing out here to... No, that's not what I meant, but like...
what's that?
What?
I wasn't sure what you're doing because you said like you're clearing that section of the hallway first. So I didn't know if you're going back out to go along.
I wasn't intentionally, or I wasn't originally going to, but...
He saw the door.
I saw that these doors connected, so I figured why not.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe we can zigzag it now.
Yeah, that is a possibility.
Yeah.
Would you like to enter the room?
Unless the other ones don't have a connecting door.
Yeah.
You're entering?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Chaser and I are entering the original room.
What's in there first?
Scream room.
I opened the door, but...
Two square wooden tables, each holding a handful of bandages, bottles, and tin canisters, occupy the northwest and southeast corners of this room. A human skeleton stands attached to an upright pole in the southwest corner, and several of its bones have been painted one color or another. Doors exit to the north and south.
When I see the skeleton, since I'm still shook, I'm gonna yell, Rosvin, there's a mimic!
Where? And I rush in and start swaying. Where?
It's a skeleton.
It's
not a skeleton, but...
It's a mimic. Yeah. It looks like a skeleton. Yeah. I attack it.
Roll.
Nice. That's a 32. 32. I'll forget on the damage for you, bud.
I'm not playing, so you won't get damage from it.
It sounds like someone took a bowling ball to a giant xylophone made of bones as you smash this training skeleton to pieces.
That's its purpose.
I mean,
anything wrong. That's its purpose.
It's to train to learn the bones. Yeah. Making sure you say you know. Not to train to beat the hell out of it.
If it were in the previous room, maybe.
That makes sense.
It's a good thing that Scream told everyone we're here, otherwise that might have given it away.
Yeah, no
guys,
kidding.
Guys, I killed the mimic. It wasn't a mimic, was it?
You got the mimic, guys.
Organa. It wasn't a mimic, was it?
How am I supposed to know?
That's fair. I killed it. Oh, shit. Am I that much better? Because we had a hard time with that mimic, and this time
you
I
had
just...
a hard time with the mimic.
That's fair. That's fair. Didn't it kill Cosma?
I mean, I didn't have a problem with it, is all I'm saying.
Okay, so I'm gonna use a little bit of Cosma logic here. Cosma, I just saved you from this mimic because it killed you last time, and it can't kill you now because I killed it.
No?
Yeah.
I'll see if I could waste some time and see if I could find any healing supplies, not just like little bandages, but anything worthwhile on any of these tables.
Do you think I should like treat wounds on the skeleton to make it better?
I don't think that'll work.
Okay.
You can try, but...
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna...
Why would you want to heal an undead?
It's not an undead, it's a skeleton.
As you search around in there and get to the table, you notice like a booklet there that has notes written in it that has what appears to be a formula written on there that says antidote stronger version, and next to it is a small little like vial holder with 10 cylinders in it, labeled antidotes.
Okay. Is that going to fit in my bag? I know all these vial things don't fit in my bag.
Again, it'd probably be dangerous to...
What if I take 5 of the vials out?
Did you say it was 10 vials?
And put them in separately without the without the container.
At that point, you can probably wrap them in things that are in there, because I think you have like extra clothing and shit in there, and blankets and shit, too.
I have a bedroll. I don't have extra clothing.
So
though,
you'd be able to roll it up in there like without using the carrying case?
How many do you think I'd be able to get?
If you roll them all up in the bedroll, I mean, you'd be able to, but you're making the bedroll less protective the more things you put in there. So if you decide to jump off a balcony again or something, I'd probably have you make a check.
Well, if you'd stop fucking suggesting it.
I'll grab all 10 then. It's not going to stop me or make me do it.
I mean, all he has to do is see a balcony.
The thing is, I feel like I'm pretty good about not taking other people's recommendations.
Are we going to continue, Organa?
I'm going to take the booklet as well, not just the vials. And then I'm going north.
The great north.
I'm also following, by the way.
I'd like to tell them to start closing doors behind us as well.
When I leave that door, I close it behind me.
Stick move.
Yeah, it is.
I open the door, walk through, and close the door.
Yes!
I was like, aren't you third in line?
No. I went into that room to attack
the
skeleton.
Oh, you're second in line. Oh, that's funny.
No, I put Cosma back there because Cosma's been following the whole time.
No, I said, yeah.
Because you ran into the room.
He's been following me the whole time.
Oh, the third, yeah. I don't know.
So leaving the room, I put them back in that
so,
order.
Yeah, he'd still be following me. Then I mean, you, and then...
Yeah, but Mike's kind of sleepy and didn't actually say he entered any of these rooms, so...
He's been following me the whole time.
Yeah. We don't assume that he does anything else, so he's sticking to the same task.
I will turn west and see if anything is waiting for us since that yell. See if anything figured out we're here.
You don't see anything there, but now that you do get closer, you see... You can better see the intersection. Four hallways intersect here in the four cardinal directions. A 3-foot-high square marble pillar stands in the center of the junction, a sickly green gem the size of a human fist sitting on top of it. A black mist swirls within the gem.
I'm sorry, what was that? Where was that? In the center?
On here? The pillar.
Yeah, on the pillar there.
Cosma, I assume you're following Organa?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this thing we are assuming.
Oh, okay.
Rosvin?
Yep. I am following Organa. Well, I guess I'm following Cosma, because...
I closed the door behind me.
I'm going to cast telekinetic projectile on the sickly-looking green gem.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not touching that fucking thing.
Just launching it.
Well, it's not launching it. It's not like a holy water where you can launch something with mm-hmm. a telekinetic projectile. It's mm-hmm. just launching stuff at it, like sticks and rubble mm-hmm. and shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you removing it from the pillar?
I'm
or are
taking,
you shooting something
I'm taking
at it?
That. Hmm? I'm not throwing stuff at it. I'm taking that. I'm pulling it out of the
casting
pillar
it on the stone and sending the stone somewhere.
I'm just pulling it out of the pillar and putting it somewhere else because it might be getting powered there or something like that.
Your magic doesn't seem to be able to grab onto it.
Oh, really?
What about the magic of fist?
Are we trying to? Are we trying to break it?
Cosma, you know yeah. that ring I gave you?
Yeah.
Could you try to use that mage hand on that gem over there? My spell's not working.
Oh, could do that too. Sure, you can try it. You only told me that I can use it to identify magic items.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Jason? What's
also,
wrong?
I'm not gonna tell you the other thing in character, but you could also use it for prestidigitation.
Prestidigitation? Prestidigitation?
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
He can now clean stuff.
That wasn't me correcting you by the way.
Colors.
That was me in shock of
you
what it can do.
Colors. Of things.
I want that goddamn ring so
you can
bad.
Unsoil things.
You can
soil
water.
Things too.
You can clean
I
water.
Want that so fucking bad right now.
Right?
I can clean my underwear.
Yeah.
I know you can clean clothing and shit. I don't know about water, but... Because that's gotta purify food and waters. Yeah.
Cosmo, clean my underpants.
He could have actually.
He
could have.
He actually can.
If you had told him, he could do it.
Dried them and clean them, yeah.
But I don't know that in character.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying.
Cosmo.
That's... I know, but that...
I'll get
how,
that. I'll
how
get
crazy
to that.
Is that? He is a paladin of Iomedane. He doesn't know that he can clean himself with that ring. That's hilarious. Never tell him. Never.
You can't seem to grab it either.
Yeah, it's not working.
All right, I want to go up to it grab it.
I don't know. Maybe we just leave it till later.
But I want to go grab it.
Yeah, of course you do.
Why don't we wait until we clean the rest of this part of the hallway out? Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah! Get wrecked.
You try to grab it.
Yeah, you probably will.
That's fair.
And you can't touch it.
Alright.
There just seems to be some invisible wall around it blocking any kind of access to it.
Guys,
And as you're reaching to grab it, these weird green globs start falling from the ceiling onto your hand and around you.
So I was trying not to get close to it.
So you get from being a greedy thief.
I knew there was going to be a fucking trap or
Rosvin,
something on it.
Rosvin?
Glowing green.
John Cena's holding
on to glowing a
this.
Sickly green. I'm good, bro. I'm not going near
right?
it.
Right? What did he say to me when
like,
I...
Take
when
the hint, bro.
Wow. Good job, Rosvin.
You had a fucking mage hand ring.
Thanks.
Detect magic ring. Press the digitation
ring. We don't know that part.
Ring.
We don't know that part. Thanks, guys. I tried. I couldn't touch it.
And that forms next to you.
Okay.
Booger monster! Get away from my nose.
Wow. Sounds like we told you to leave that alone.
It is almost like we told you, hey, maybe wait on that for a second.
Jay, free action, run away.
That's not a thing.
That's a free action.
Do we have to roll for initiative, or is it a friendly booger monster?
I mean, you can try to use diplomacy
yeah,
if you'd like.
Go ahead, waste your actions.
We still need some initiatives.
Go ahead and waste your actions on that.
That was a 5 that I rolled.
I don't like wasting those on perceptions.
Was it a 20?
Was a 20. a new house rule. When you roll a 20 on initiative, you get one free action before the fight actually starts to run away if you want to. And I'm taking that.
What if you don't want to run away?
I absolutely want to run away.
Yeah, what if not a pussy?
But what if the person who rolls a 20 doesn't want to run away?
Well, then he doesn't have to run away. But I rolled a 20, so I want to.
Can you consider the creature a person, though?
Yeah.
Jay, did you really roll in that 20? For reals? Guys, real quick, just letting you know, I'm going to test to see if it has an attack of opportunity. I'll let you guys know. Huh?
Listen.
I don't see you up here, bro.
I literally fought monsters on my own to let Organa escape.
Okay. You can't sit there. You're also not drained three because you stood in front of the monster while everyone stood there doing nothing because it was dark. Bitch.
Maybe you should have, I don't know, put a light on in the dark room before you went
in there. I don't
need
the light. Why would I put a light on in a dark room? I don't need a light.
The party can't see?
That sucks for the rest of the party.
Well, no, it sucked for you because we didn't become drained three.
The rest of the party helps you stay alive.
Okay. But that's not my problem. What am I supposed to do? Carry a torch with me all the time when I can see in the dark? Why would I do that?
Literally just hold your eye.
To help. To be a team player.
Oh, we're gonna drop team player in there? Really?
Chaser.
19.
Oof. I mean, I saw your face when you rolled it, but damn. Rosvin.
36.
Organa.
31.
Help.
Cosma.
21.
I enjoy how Rosvin slips between, like, oh, I'm so meek and so sweet and, like, I love you guys and let me help you with your dead friend to, like, you're a fucking dick and, like, get the fuck away from, like, leave me alone. Stop doing that. And then, like,
bipolar, isn't he?
So, yeah. So you love that I stand up for myself?
I love that you are inconsistent at times.
All right, so I'm starting this off.
God damn it.
Are you? Good job.
Did you also have a 36? And we
no.
Oh, fuck.
Higher.
40?
Not quite.
39?
Yep. You three roll me perception checks. You hear it because you're up in his face.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
30.
Whoa.
Damn, bro. Roll the 19.
Me as
what,
well.
Roll a 27? What the fuck?
19. This is the first roll after initiative, so this one would have my disadvantage.
It would.
Wow.
26.
27?
Jesus.
Also 31? All right.
We're gonna
37.
Hey, so you all hear it. It's still a good roll for having disadvantage there.
My first roll was a 19. The other one was a 12. And I have a plus 13, plus the 1.
You all hear headstrong, rash, swords, bow.
It's reading you.
What the fuck?
It reaches out to touch you with its glowing hand.
No, it doesn't do that.
For a 37.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that hits. Just, you know, regular, normal, standard hit. Nothing out of the ordinary on that one. You know, I'm gonna, because I'm so nice, I'm gonna let you roll double on the damage.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. And when it drops me, it'll be wounded or dying too. So, yeah.
When it drops you?
Oh, yeah.
42 fire damage.
You know, like full health?
Oh, yeah, you're awful. You slept and everything.
Full health. He's still drained three.
Still has more health than me to start. Which I think we have the same amount of health to start now.
69? Or 76?
76, yep. Yeah. And I don't die.
You don't get in to the fight.
You watch your mouth.
Well, I mean, you do when you have to, but, like, you usually stay back and, like...
You're not a frontline assaulter.
I'm a frontliner. Also, when I'm stupid and walk up to traps.
I've fought at least four of my fights with only the scythe.
Yeah?
And is...
Tell me I'm not a frontliner.
Going to reach out and touch you again.
Not be...
27?
Yeah, that's going to hit.
That's at a minus five. Just think about that, guys.
Agile. It's a natural weapon.
It's at a minus four. Think about that, guys.
19 fire damage.
Yeah.
Now you should...
And last one, because, I mean, you're right there.
Yeah,
really...
yeah. No, this is it. This is it, guys.
16.
No, yeah, look at that. Look, I'm fine.
Yeah, rolled low.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you looking, Rosvin?
With my eyes. Oh, that's it. I don't have any other body parts at this point, just my eyes.
Everything else was destroyed.
I would say on a scale of one...
You said it did fire damage?
It did.
On a scale of 1 to 76.
I would say I'm feeling about a 15.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we're good. Rosvin.
Rosvin.
Nice.
Wait.
What?
A fortitude save.
Oh,
well. Oh, of course.
This thing is very bright.
Oh, the creature is very bright or the light?
The creature.
Like, I feel bad that your character might die, but I kind of don't feel bad. We told you don't go up there.
27.
You are dazzled for one round.
Oh my god. You were just saying about being dazzled.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, DC 5 flat roll.
Oh, to hit.
Yeah, to hit. Which doesn't matter, because I don't think I'm going to... I think I'm going to run and then heal myself. Actually, probably not. I changed my mind. My turn now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so first...
Yeah, the start of your turn is where...
First action, hunt prey.
Because of a specific lore, which lowers the DC...
Nice. It's a goo monster lore. I got that from a feat that I took, so...
This creature is known as a Bright Walker.
A Bright Walker. I yell that back to them.
And...
Did I happen to critically succeed?
No.
Okay, I kind of figured, but, you know, for hunted prey and the shared info, yeah.
And they are resistant to all damage.
All?
Yes. And that is a...
Yeah, that's what I said to you guys just now.
In pretty strong resistance.
Including magical?
Yeah. It's all damage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
I let them know that immediately.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
See, except for force, ghost touch, or positive is actually is part of it.
Did you say force, ghost, touch, or positive?
And you know that it has double resistance versus non-magical weapons.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have ghost hunter, but that's not ghost touch unless it's incorporeal.
It is incorporeal.
Oh, well, cool then. Never mind. Question over. Shit. I'm going to attack it. That is...
You don't need to do math on a flat check.
Oh, well, then that's a 9.
Just remember...
Yeah, the dazzle. Yeah, so that's a flat check. That was a 9, so I passed that. I'll take a 19 over that, so...
It's a little better.
That's 36 to hit it.
36?
Miss.
It would be a critical.
Ooh. It's a D8, not a D10, by the way. Remember we were talking.
I'm going to say you're one-handed on this because you went to grab the device.
I was already... That's why I just said that, because... Yeah. Also, when I said that I pulled it out, I said I didn't say I pulled it out two-handed when I was walking away. So I already... 29 damage. Slashing, silver, ghost touchy, obol. Oh, my last action. I do a full move action towards everyone who can protect me because I'm at 15 hit points.
Stride?
Yes, a stride. Sorry.
It swipes at you for 38.
Yeah, it has a reaction.
I told you I was going to test if it has an attack of opportunity. When I get their free action, I'm like, guys, that thing is a green goo monster, and it burns when it hits you, and it hit me really hard. I'm down to, like, I'm desperate for some healing now.
Yeah, he is
and,
fucked.
Also, it makes it hard to see, because I'm all, like, dazzled and stuff, so.
Morgana.
But I got a good hit on it, so it's weakened.
I'm going to cast Agonizing Despair.
Wow.
What level?
Third.
Oh, you slept.
Oh, hell yeah.
So 20,
I got rid of all of them.
25 minutes
sick.
In a room with Mike. Agonizing despair.
7 minutes in heaven.
So yeah, that was one of my third level spells.
And read off Agonizing Despair for me.
Why have I not cast this before?
I don't know. This one doesn't sound familiar.
Your target's mind tumbles down a deep well of dread, dwelling so intently on deep-seated fears that it's painful. The target takes 4d6 mental damage with a will saving throw.
Joke's on you, it doesn't have a mental.
Well, there are a lot of things that are immune to mental damage. It's fucked him over a lot.
It talked and he knew what he was wearing and his personality, so I figured it had some kind of mental. I've put a lot of thought into it because, like he said, it's fucked me over many times.
Oh, I know. So my sorcerer can't do shit because everything he fought was undead.
You three give me perceptions again.
Also, I'm not brash. That's weird. What a dickhead.
Yeah, not brash.
Not me?
No, you're right next to it. So again, you'll hear what it says.
30.
It would have said it while you're doing it.
Got it.
34.
29.
Hit and run.
Yeah. It said, what? Why did it say it hit and run? Oh, because I hit it.
And ran, yeah.
It's a 32 on the save.
Really? Damn it.
Is it like fucking
That passes.
Wow.
So it's going to
do you think it's
become
like
frightened one and it takes half damage.
Do you think it's like talking to someone? Like telling someone like what we're like so that it could further...
That's what I think. Recon.
Perceptions again.
I think it's doing recon.
Nat 20, baby.
Also nat 20?
Oh, that's two in a row, right?
13 have this 6, right?
Yeah.
So it's 6 damage, and he's frightened 1.
6 mental damage, you said?
Mm-hmm. He's been passing. I'll probably get it. 23 is my perception.
He's been passing. I got a 36, by the way.
You can see barely get this one. The rest of you were fine.
My perception was a 20.
Oh, I thought you rolled a 20 when you said that.
No, I rolled a 20.
I said 20.
Oh, I thought you did all. So you don't hear it then.
My total for this last one was a 20.
Okay, so you don't hear it. Ranged. Mental. Fear.
Did you hear that, Organa?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
No.
I could switch up my fighting style.
Same. Well,
this thing is going to be like Taskmaster or something.
Yeah, but that does...
Last action.
I am going to sing for the boys.
All right.
Defense or arm?
Courage, since we're further away. Nobody's in direct danger that I know of as of right now, so...
And I'll just roll in with the last rolls there, so the same result will say. You also hear buff support. Cosma.
Why am I the only one that did personality trait with? Brash?
Because you ran right up to it.
Yeah.
You literally it doesn't ran know in when we were about telling us. You not to.
You literally ignored your entire
thank you
party.
For understanding. I mean, now, I got what you meant.
Hear me out. Technically, I didn't ignore them because I already said that I would grab it, and then they told me not to, but I know
and
that
then you
once...
Kept
well, I didn't
you
couldn't
you,
stop
like
because I already said it, and fair. I know that if I did, like, oh, they said no, so I stop, I wouldn't be able to, so I kind of
I mean, you
went,
could.
I said
like
I,
a 30 feet
I said I go and grab it, so that's
well,
different
well,
than
that's
I go to
you,
try
yeah.
to grab it. I said I grabbed it,
yeah.
so I'm...
Yeah, you didn't say I'll make my way to grab
yeah,
it. Yeah,
I'm being a good Kevin here, and I'm saying that would have been fucked up.
I'll move up.
It matters. Details matter.
Roslyn and Battle Medicine.
Details matter.
You do care.
What's the hard one?
20?
20.
The hard one's a 20?
Harder one is 20, because I don't think you're master yet.
No.
So yeah, 20 is the hardest.
Feels real bad at it from...
Oh, yeah, he's...
Whoa, what?
I'll try the hard one.
What? You said you're not master yet?
Yeah, I don't think Mike is.
Is there a harder one?
Yeah, every training it goes up.
Yeah, say I'm a master.
Are you?
Yeah.
It should say it then. You should have a DC 30 option.
Oh, God. That's a big difference. I'm not going to do a 30.
Guess what I'm doing from now on, baby?
Or DC 20, 2D8 plus 10.
Yeah.
Or DC 30. Oh, so I could choose to do 20 still.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's not the hardest option for you.
I'll just attempt the 20.
Okay.
You dumb bastard. If you kill me again, I
swear. No, I didn't kill you, but I didn't heal you, and I would have if I did the normal one.
Defensive combat medic.
Defensive combat medic?
Yeah, at this point, he's becoming a bit more...
Aw, thanks, buddy. If you roll lower...
That one passed.
Oh, he's becoming a bit more vocal now.
I love when they do that.
So it's...
Green. Fire. Goo. Rude. Fire monster.
Are you going for the 21?
Yeah, I did the 21, and I got a 26.
Observant. Kind of rude, though. Comments.
21.
Yeah!
Last action?
He still look really bad.
You'd have to actually get, like, a thing. You'd have to do a medicine check.
I guess that's all he's... If he's hurt, right?
Oh, I'm still hurt.
He's definitely still hurt.
Yeah. That's not a
I'll land hands him also.
Damn.
Whoa! Man, I owe you nothing. You're mean to me all the time.
It's 24.
Holy
24 healer. Extra?
24, and you have a plus 2 to AC till your next turn.
Wow. It's like the fifth time I've said wow, but like, wow.
Chaser.
First action, Stoked Flame. This fucker seems intense. Second action, I'm going to move up to behind where Cosma is, because I need to get at least a little bit closer to this thing if I want any chance of hitting it.
Living fire.
It's not actually flames, though.
I mean, it still has like flame stuff to it.
Yeah, I imagine it like tiny sparks like coming off like between my fingers or something. Not quite flames yet, but like...
You're stopping there with your move?
I'm trying to figure that out because I could make it up to...
You still have movement, right?
Yeah, I could make it up to its... I wouldn't be able to make it all the way up to its face. I would just run up to it, have nothing left to do, and just be open to attacks. Which Chaser isn't stupid enough to do.
Fucking got him! Technically I didn't have actions to run up to it, you know, so I didn't run out of actions. It's just, you know.
I'll throw a dart at it, I guess. Actually, thrown range of 20 feet.
You are 35?
Organa, is this one of those things? Like, you're not over there, should I shoot it with one of those arrows?
That's farther than that. I thought it would have more range.
I think you might actually have to draw the dart also.
Didn't he have reduction?
Just I guess
magic?
They're just ammo. They're not magic, right?
I don't think so.
If that's the case, I will not do that. Because
no, they
is,
are magic.
I thought darts would have more range, and also I don't have enough actions to do it. I'll just talk to it.
Oh, you're actually going to try that?
Hey, you seem intelligent. Just let's sort this out. We can come to an agreement.
Intelligent.
Talkative.
Fearful.
Fucking rude. But I do have a monstrous peacemaker, which is a +1 circumstance bonus versus non-humanoid intelligent creatures.
Well, that is a humanoid,
and humanoids that are marginalized in human society.
Well, nope, that's not it either. That's humanoid, I think.
It's non-humanoid. It's undead.
That doesn't mean it's not humanoid.
Eh, okay. I also have assurance, and I can forego rolling to receive the result of 21.
For what?
Oh, that's not going to do it, so.
For diplomacy checks.
So the only diplomacy you check you can do, like, as an action would be a request.
A request?
Yes, you can attempt to make a request. The rest of, like, diplomacy stuff requires usually, like, a minute or more of conversation.
Got it.
To make an impression or gather information. Actually, both of those are exploration mode only.
My request will be stand down.
Poor bargainer.
Shit. That's rude. It's the end of my turn.
Has nothing to offer.
Asks. Watch. He'll see. Stand. Next round, I'm going to fuck him up.
And he's going to say, hit me. After, you're saying after that? Talking.
That takes us back to the top of the initiative. With it, this is where we're going to pick up next time.
No. Oh fuck. God damn it.
It's a tired boy.
I want to know what this thing is.
He's got to mow the lawn. Didn't I find out what it was?
Brightwalker.
Yeah, but like I want to know about the creature.
Tyrant But Deadly is a production of Call Shots Entertainment. Pathfinder and the Pathfinder Adventure Paths are property of Paizo Inc. Music by Dark Fantasy Studio. You can visit our website at calledshotsentertainment.com, where you can also find links to our various social media pages and production outlets. You can also stop by our Discord. We'd love to chat. If you like what you hear, please consider sharing us with your friends and sharing a rating wherever it is you listen to podcasts. For Called Shots Entertainment, I'm Kevin. Later.